At this time, I have a few announcements to give you among children. According to our local government, allowing all the business to meet together, not to exceed 50 persons. Last week, our governing board has met and decided we will open our church to begin worship together. And the first worship together is July 12th. And maybe in 2 more weeks. And this is the decision. If there is some issue, we will announce to you. If not, and this is the goal that we will work toward. July 12th is the first Sunday to worship together. And because of the limitation of meeting, we cannot have everyone to return to church. Maybe upward of 100, including all the children of the church. So we have decided. I hope that you could know about this decision of the church to conform to it. I encourage all the old elders, whoever are having a health problem, and somebody who just recently traveled, we encourage these people to stay home to protect your own health and the health of others. We help to stay home and continue to worship online through live streams. Live streams will be on the website, the church, or YouTube at 10 a.m. every Sunday, July 12th. The same time that we gather at the church. After the live stream, the recorded video will on our website. But if you are used to YouTube, we have to wait. And after being examined the recording, then we have the video available to you. If you want live stream, you have to go to our website. There are certain regulations first, because we have 50 as a limit. We have a system to register to attend the service. And this registration is first come, first serve. So it is a first come, first serve. We have no preference for anyone. If you couldn't register on the website, so you had to contact myself or any member of the governing board to register. And this opening registration is from Monday through Saturday, but July 12th. And the condition is that you have to remember the opening period to register. Or you have to contact one of the members of the governing board. In this registration, you have to answer a few questions. Are you sick? Like, you have recently traveled? And those are the things. We have to know about the condition of the attendees. And this is according to each family. And a person in the family can represent to sign up for him or herself and then sign up for the members of the family. And even the children must be registered. And if something happens that could prevent you from attending, maybe suddenly, unhealthy, please cancel your registration so others can attend. Please do not wait until the end because the opportunity will be missed. And that's about registration. The second point, when you come to the church, you will be to check the names on the registration list also. Well, we have to check your temperature at the church, just like a lot have done in hospital. So our church will do the same practice to take temperature of the attendees at the door. The fellowship hall is being remodeled. So we only have one entrance, the main door to the, from there also access the restroom. When you are approaching the church, please, we keep the 6-foot social distance so you can come in the sanctuary. And this put according to the family. So the family will sit together has been designated. When we come there, and the people that register have come, and the door, the main entrance will be locked. That is, during the time of the worship, everybody must wear a face mask. You will be given a face mask. You should have your own, and if you forgot, the church will supply you one. But we encourage you to bring your own face mask. We wear that throughout the service, except when you go up to the podium. When we sit according to the family spot, we keep the social distance if we are waiting to approach the sanctuary. So when we line up to do the temperature, we also keep the social distance of 6 feet. Remember, too, you have to wash your hands and you can clean all the doorknobs. We have these wipes for you to use to wipe out those doorknobs and handles to keep hygiene for yourself and our people. When we have a drink, we only can use our own bottle, or the church will have bottled water. We will not use the public drinking fountain like before. We will not use any of the utensils at the church. The fourth, in this time, because we are still limited, we will have no activities like the adult Bible study or the young Bible study of young couples. Please register even your youngster. And our children will have to sit with the family because we have no other classes. The rest of the activities will be on the Zoom media. So that if you decide not to bring the youngster, because the youngster will have to sit with the family. And so if you don't register these children, then you have released a spot for others to register. But if you register, the children will have to sit with the family. The fifth point, we will not have fellowship hours after the worship. And after the main entrance has been opened, if you want to talk, then you want to go outside of the church. to interact, keeping the social distance so that the people inside the church remaining to continue cleaning after the service, even cleaning up the restroom to empty the trash, etc. Because of this, I hope you understand our practice and may criticize the church. Why is it so limited at this time? I hope you understand, and because of the regulation that we have to follow. First, must register. If you don't register, you will not be able to enter the church. We have to keep the social distance at the church. We have to wear a face mask. The third point, during the time of service, we will sit together as a family, wearing face masks, except those who going up to the podium. And we keep the distance while inside the church. Fourthly, we have no other classes at the church. Please pay attention. Fifth point, we will temporarily have no fellowship after the service. We can talk to each other outside of the church, keeping the social distance. So, allow people to clean inside the church. Those are the announcements. Hopefully, we will welcome you back at the church. Hopefully, the condition will improve so we can see all of you. So, we ask for your understanding as we follow the local government's regulation. Next week we will announce it one more time. And then we will begin our first service at the church, July 12th, at 10 o'clock. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you, Pastor. In the message you have shared, as well as the announcement, has been announced. We will be reminded one more time. So we will have a trial period to test out this registration. If you're not familiar with using the computer, you can call the governing board or the pastor. And you have to be very detailed about the name when you register. So we are monitoring this registration. And so it is a first come, first serve. July 12th is the first day. So the opening period is the Monday before that Sunday for registration. Mr. Dean will also have an announcement.
Hello, Dean.
Hello, Dean. Oh, Dean is not here today.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Sim, next Saturday. If you have time, you can give us some help to put away the trash, but because we are remodeling the church. And so we will need help to put away the demo material, so it can be far away. If you have any question about our returning to meeting at the church, let us know. You can call or email one of us or myself. If you have any requests, any questions, do not hesitate to contact our pastor or anyone member of the governing board. Prayer requests. My sister, Mr. John, she has contracted COVID, and I'm kind of worried. Please, John asking the church to remember his sister in prayer. Last night, Antu has a fever. We ask for your prayer to remember. So we remember Antu in our prayer. So, and two is a doctor working in hospital, so she's been exposed to many who are sick, and she herself is now has a high fever. We also remember Ivanka, the daughter of Queen in Han. She went to the hospital yesterday with high fever. I don't know her condition at this point, but just know last night. Remember her in your prayer, please. I'd like for you to remember my father tomorrow to see that, to go to the doctor to examine his heart. Please remember him in your prayer. From this is from let's all turn our hearts toward to pray for the prayer request. I'd like to offer the prayer. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life in this world. There are many that impact our life at this point. Many are suffering. May we have faith in you. Sometimes we are worried about things that happen in our life. We thank you for the message this morning to remind us about God's love, the love that we have for Jesus, the purpose of our life. This is the key point to have happiness in you. We have heard about the announcement our brother and sister are facing burden about health. And because of your love, God, may you have mercy upon each one of us. We count on your power, healing power, for you know our burden. You know exactly what we are going through. There are many situations we could not entirely understand, but you know each one of us. And because of your mercy, We lift this up to you. We remember those who are sick in our church. May you have mercy on them. Have a healing power on them. We ask for prayer to Go Gil Gohan, Go Shu, Miss May, and Miss Tracy, and Mr. Rich, and all these requests. May your healing power encourage them. And I pray for Antu last night. Also have high fever. Please have mercy on her and protect her family. Her husband and her daughter may be protected from sickness. May you have mercy to protect your children. I pray for she will have an operation in her head. We ask for your protection before the operation. Many of us still suffering sickness, like Ivan, Ivanka is daughter of Tanya Queen, has high fever and has to go to hospital emergency room yesterday. We ask for your blessing, your healing power upon them. We do not understand every situation, but we ask you to comfort them. And tomorrow, Mr. Rick will see the doctor for his heart condition. May you give him peace. May you bless the doctor who will examine him, so he will understand what will have to happen. Many others still facing burdens in their life. We only can pray and lift them up before you to have you comfort them. And you will do more than what we ask. And in this difficult situation, we have a right faith in you. We can experience your mercy. So our faith will be strong. And we are planning to return to worship at the church on July 12th. What we have planned, we ask your blessing, our family, our preparation to be guided by you, Lord. So we can have a way to worship you as a church. And those who are staying home, we also ask for your blessing upon them. And we ask for those who are going to work the preparation to have the guidance from you. And we ask for your blessing on those who are working to remodel the church for the worshiping rooms of the youngsters. We ask for what we are doing right now being blessed by you, to be guided by you. And we get to ask for your protection. We ask for you to work alongside with us. There are many other things that we are planning to do. We ask for your blessing for the church. We thank you for helping us to have the opportunity to open up the church. I hope that you will express your power to guide the government in this country to lift away this pandemic. And we ask for John's sister, who is contracted the COVID-19. We ask your mercy upon her to heal her and her family's relatives as well be protected. We ask for your answer of our prayer on this. We ask for your peace in the family of Miss Han, John's sister. We know that you are the source of mercy on each one of us. we have people in the church whose relatives have contracted this COVID-19. We ask for your giving of the comforting by the Holy Spirit to heal them, Lord. We ask for Mr. Dream in this condition. His body is paralyzed. He still remains in hospital. We pray for his body to be healed so he can go back to normal activity. Many of us are suffering that did not express to us, but we know that you, God, we have the faith in you to heal them, to comfort them, to have mercy on each one of us who are suffering. We thank you for this morning service. We continue to lead us in the next few days. May we be joyful in all that we are doing to be pleasing for you. Those who are having a burden, financial burden, family burden, can be blessed to have them have put their faith in you. We thank you for this morning service. May we continue to bless us throughout the day and the week ahead. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everyone who joined for the service this morning. We'll talk to you next week. The question about the website from Ms. Kim. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Okay, thank you, Trent.
Okay, bye-bye.